Harper Audio presents The Way of the Fight by Georges St-Pierre. Read by Eric Stone.
The RAF had wanted to absorb all RCAF activities in England under its tight control. The Canadians, mainly for domestic morale reasons, demanded that they keep their own distinct identity. The Canadians won, but it was a Pyrrhic victory. Their RAF partners did everything within their power to make the Canucks pay for their insolence, and their power was formidable. The Canadians were given worn-out or obsolete aircraft to fly on their bombing missions, and ill-trained ground crews to maintain them. Their bases were sited in the far north of England, adding hours of time and human fatigue to every run. They were treated by the British at every level as amateurs of war, bumbling colonials, and condescended to by what TC's private journal describes as the deprecating superiority of their modesty. The Canadian bombing contingent did make a stumbling start. Staffed by inexperienced officers, with air crews that had been rushed through training and made to fly inferior aircraft, the RCAF bomber group suffered ghastly initial loss rates and dismal morale. Out of this tragic fiasco, TC was charged with generating upbeat, heartwarming, pride-inducing, morale-boosting human interest stories about our boys in RCAF Blue for consumption by the folks back home. It would break his heart. Well over 4,000 Canadian bomber pilots and crew members died on missions over Europe in World War II. Most of these lads, as TC always called them, were in fact just that, boys and young men under 22, the cream of Canadian youth.